This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
And we also have our next guest on the line as well. We are lucky enough to have Ali McGregor, note that name for the competition. And Ali is a very well-known opera and cabaret singer and is heavily involved in the art scene across Melbourne and internationally. So thank you for joining us, Ali.
Oh, thank you for having me on.
And Ali is a regular on this show as well. Yeah, like before COVID, she used to be on all the time.
So. In the before time.
In the before time, yeah.
See people's faces.
Yeah. And Ali, you actually said to me in a text a couple of days ago, I've been hiding under a rock so that I'm away from it all. But you've got family. You've got a couple of gorgeous kids that you've been away on holiday. So good holiday.
Oh, it was the best, actually. And I took myself off all social media. I didn't really even look at the news, what COVID, and it was kind of bliss, yes.
Yeah.
It was, my husband spent a lot of the year away, so he was back. So we absolutely pretended like the big wide world wasn't a thing.
Yeah, well, and that's a good thing to do because you're so busy, because you produce a lot of, well, and come up with a lot of concepts yourself for the work that you do over time, don't you?
Yeah, and I think more and more recently I've been getting into more sort of creation and curation of shows. I've always curated. I was artistic director of Adelaide Cabaret Festival, and creating shows became, you know, a part of that job, and I really enjoyed doing that. So there has been more of those shows created, but then I just started a company, Fluxus, which we've been creating new operatic concepts. So we did a piece called Lorelei with Victorian Opera, and I have a piece coming up later this year with Opera Queensland called The Call that Kate Miller-Heidke and Connor Donetto are writing as we speak.
Wow.
So, yeah, trying to get stuff. And look, you know, like so many artists, the last 2 years, I spent, you know, 2 years pivoting like a mad person. And then, and that's, you know, in some ways, I can't wait to just getting back to what I do normally. But it also has brought up, you know, a lot of new skills and new ways to present the arts. And, yeah, it's been a good learning experience as well.
Now, you're also, you know, and you've done it for many, many years, and I saw on social media that you're doing it again this year, the Comedy Festival. What do you do there?
So I host a show called Ali McGregor's Late Night Variety Night, and I'm actually a little confused. I thought it was the 15th year. It might be the 14th. We're all a little confused because I know I had 1 year off and then one of the pandemic, 2020, was cancelled. Look, for whatever it is, it's been going a very long time. And, yeah, we are in the Spiegel tent during Comedy Festival, and I have my live band. The show's grown. I think when I first started doing it, I didn't trust myself as host, and I had people like Hamish and Andy and Julia Zemiro host, and I just sat in a corner singing and playing my auto harp. And then I had, you know, people co-hosting with me, and now I just host. I have my live band, and then we have, comedians from across the festival, and circus, and burlesque, and of course, lots of cabaret and song. And it's sort of become a bit of an institution these days. So I'm really happy that we're able to bring it back again this year. We did do it last year, and only a couple of little speed bumps through COVID. So crossing everything runs smoothly by March. It will be over by then, won't it?
We hope so.
Fingers crossed.
Now, a couple of months back, actually it was a lot of months ago now, I did an Art Hunters interview with you, which I learned so much about you. You know, like the Playboy Mansion, you went to a party there? Hello.
I did. How do I go back? I think I have to go back to during Adelaide Cabaret Festival. We had Michael Feinstein perform. This is before I was artistic director, but I was actually hosting my variety night there and met him and his partner Terence. And they said, you know, if you're coming to LA, and just coincidentally we were going to LA, you know, a couple of weeks later. And he said, well, do look us up. So we did, and we had this wonderful night with him. We and they at their home. They took us to this tiny little restaurant, and they introduced us to a very dear friend of theirs, Patricia Kelly, who I hadn't met, and we just thought she was such an interesting person, and turns out she was James Kelly's widow.
Whoa.
Extraordinary woman. And then we then invited her to dinner, I think, and then after that she said, well, why don't you come along, be friends with Hugh, and he has, every Sunday he has a film noir night at the Playboy Mansion. It's just a very small group, little gathering, and there's a little buffet meal. And so, yeah, we went to the Playboy Mansion for this sort of film noir night, and there was about 30 people there, and yeah, we had this dinky little buffet meal. It was kind of like being at your grandma's house in the 1970s. It was kind of awesome. And except grandma never swanned around with a whole bunch of girlfriends in a row. But and then we went into this tiny little room, and he really loved film noir movies. So before they showed the movie, he read from like a couple of pages of foolscap handwritten notes that he had written about the movie and told us about it, and then there were bowls of M&M's of popcorn, and we all sat and watched this movie and then got to kind of have a wander around the mansion. And then the next day Patricia said, well, why don't you come back actually we just have one daughter then, bring her back to see the exotic animals, because she used to collect exotic animals that had been taken at customs and things. And so we got to wander. I've got photos of my daughter running around the wow. the grotto with the flamingos and stuff. It was an extraordinary experience.
Yeah, fantastic. And you have kindly, are you serious that you're going to do it, be part of the Art Hunter Twilight Salon, which is you're performing next Saturday night, along with John O'Hara, who we've got in the studio today. So it's such a pleasure that you've agreed to do it, Ali. And the fact is we've got to know you through Sunday Arts Magazine and the interview I did with you on The Art Hunter, that it's going to be great having somebody like you on the show.
Oh, look, it'll be wonderful. It caught me slightly by surprise, because I think I just sort of thought, I don't know, the world had been cancelled. So it was such a joy to find out that everything's still going ahead and we could actually do it. And performing, which I think I remember how to do, and yeah, so that'll be lovely. And you've got such a great lineup, so I'm just excited to sort of be there. And you know, one thing I think I have missed, and I think a lot of people have, is just that. And you know, this summer, you know, for its relative freedom, one thing I did miss is a lot of social interaction, because people have been keeping to themselves, and I really miss that sense of being sitting around, you know, a long lunch and having a chat with really interesting people. And I get the feeling that this is exactly what the salon's going to be.
Yep.
So, I can't wait to be part of that. And, you know, you've met me before, and I don't mind talking about myself. So
Well, there will be a lovely little interview as well as performance, and you're part of the panel that will discuss the arts, which will be lovely. So, Ali,
a panel. Do we don't have to like make any? We don't, you know, we don't have to solve anything, do we?
No, absolutely.
Just climate change.
Apart from the meaning of life. We'll see you next Saturday night, the 29th of Feb, at the Alex Theatre. No, January.
Fantastic.
It's January.
Yeah. It is January.
It is still January. Yeah. Six o'clock.
Look, time is a concept, but you know, I don't think time exists anymore. Yeah. So but at some point in the near future, we will be there.
All right. Ali, thanks so much for chatting with us today, and we'll see you next Saturday.
Have a great day.
All right.
Okay, bye.
Thanks so much. We've been talking to Ali McGregor here on Joy 94.9 Sunday Arts Magazine.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.